Start today the Torah way in Northwest London, Friday, 5th day of Hanukkah, 29th of Kislev, 23rd of December, Rabbi Yossi Nemeth, Shlita, Hanukkah and Parshas Miketz. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by family Nemeth, Lechvod Simchas and Nesin of Chaim Ryan and Malki Karp, whose chasna was on Tuesday. Yehi Rotsen, Shishku, Livnos, Bais, Nemon, Yisrael, Lashem, Velisilo.
Such a beautiful place to a place to a dreary place like Manchester. Maybe he's right in one way, but it's not all about the weather. But then for an Englishman, it is about the weather. And when I was in Manchester a few weeks ago, I davened next to someone, and I recognized who he was. And I went up to him after davening, and he says, "Remind me who you are again." And I said, "Yossi Nemeth." He said, "All right, wow, I didn't recognize you." And I want to speak today about the brothers didn't recognize Yosef, and Yosef recognizing the brothers, and an inyan of presuming nisa, and an idea that comes out together from both these two inyanim. So to begin with, in Pei Mem Beis Pasuk Ches, it says, "Vayakir Yosef es achiv." Yosef recognized his brothers. But they didn't recognize him. So the question is it's his brother. I know some time has passed, but why didn't they recognize him? So Rashi comes along, and Rashi says, he said that when he was 17 years old, he didn't have a beard, and now Yosef had a beard. So therefore, that's what was wrong. There wasn't a match. They didn't recognize him with a beard. So the question is that just because he didn't have a beard then and now he has a beard, that should be a reason for the brothers to say, "Who are you? We don't recognize you." Why should the beard be something? I mean, of course, maybe you can't recognize, but it's their brother. So the question of today is that, and we're going to explain it in four different areas as to why the question is so strong, is that why just because he didn't have a beard then and now he has a beard, is that a reason for the brothers not to recognize him? To make the question stronger, is that we know that Yaakov and Yosef looked like each other. How do we know? Because in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, last week's Parsha, it says, "Ela told us Yaakov." These are the generation of Yaakov. And then it says, Yosef. And then it speaks about Yosef. So the question is, hey, hold on a second. It doesn't tell us the generations of Yaakov. It goes into Yosef. Yosef wasn't the only son. There were many sons. Right? So why does it only mention that son? So Rashi gives a few pshatim. And the pshat that Rashi gives, the second pshat that Rashi gives, is that he says, "V'shehoyah zivi kunim shel Yosef doimelai." Is that they look the same. Is that Yaakov and Yosef had a similar, they looked very similar. But this makes our question even stronger. Well, so Yaakov and Yosef, well, they look like each other. And now Rashi says that he has a beard. Well, that makes the question even stronger, because surely Yaakov had a beard at that time. So Yaakov had a beard, Yosef now had a beard, and they should be able to click, match those two faces together. So how come the brothers, so that's part one, in how come the brothers didn't recognize him? Part two is, maybe you'll tell me, the reason why he didn't recognize is because maybe they weren't on guard. But in Pasuk, in Pei Mem Beis, Pasuk Gimel, is that they're called Achi Yosef. Right? Why they're called Achi Yosef and not the sons of Yaakov is because the whole reason why they were there was on a mission to find their brother. So if the whole reason why they were there is to find their brother, they're on guard, they're looking, so surely they should have picked up. That's number two. Number three is that Yosef wasn't doing a very good cover-up job. He said things like, "I fear Hashem." And secondly, he said, "How's your father? Do you have a brother?" He's giving it all away. Who would ask out there and say, "Who's your, you must be, I recognize your face, maybe." And And the question gets even stronger. Yosef didn't really hide it much. And still they didn't recognize him. That's number three. And number four, Reb Chatzik Levenstein says, is that most of the people in Mitzrayim were Cushim. They were right, they were dark. Right? And Yosef was not to be racist, right? But Yosef was white. So if surely all these things staring at them, oh, it's a white. He's speaking about Hashem. He asked them, how's my father, how's my brother? Right? Do you have another brother? It didn't click. So with all these four different ideas, is that there must be something deeper going on here. Why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? It's not just about, even though Rashi said that it's about the beard, but there must be more going on here. So the Rashbam and the Chizkun give a pshat, which we'll come to soon. But before we give an answer to that question, I want to go on to something else. So we'll put that on hold for a moment, is the question about the brothers. Is that when I was in yeshiva, I learned the sugi of Pirsumi Nissa. And I want to explain a little bit about Pirsumi Nissa and the Pirsumi Nissa of Hanukkah. Is there are three times in the Torah where we have Pirsumi Nissa. Hanukkah is to light the menorah. Pesach is to wine, is the cups of wine, is Pirsumi Nissa. And the third time is Purim. But I'd like to speak about two of them, about Hanukkah and Pesach. Is there's a Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, and it says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah Chaviva Hima Oid. And it carries on in the end, it says, Afilu in Ma Yoichel, Elam Itztaka, Shoyl Oimoicha Ksusai. Is that he has to go so far that if he doesn't have money to buy Chanukah candles, he has to sell his clothes, and then he'll be able to do the Mitzvah. That's how far you have to go to do the Mitzvah of Pirsumi Nissa. Then there's another Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, and it says Afilu Onishav Yisrael also has to. Is that you've got to go very far in order to be to buy your wine in order that you can be mefaris in the nest. Now how do we know? It's talking about Pirsumi Nissa. The Magid Mishnah in by Hilchos Chanukah says that by Pesach the whole reason why you need to do it is because of Pirsumi Nissa. So we see these two things over here. Is that both of them are for Pirsumi Nissa. And we see that by Chanukah and Pesach, you both have to go so far as to sell your clothes. Why? To be mefaris in the nest. So we see that by Chanukah and Pesach, we have these two mitzvahs, and you have to go quite far in order to be mefaris in the nest. So the question, before we come to the question, it's interesting to note is that by Chanukah, is that you have to do Pirsumi Nissa to outside. Purim, you have to do it in shul, to read the Megillah. And by Pesach, you have to do it in your house. So the question that I had is here you have two mitzvahs of Pirsumi Nissa. By Chanukah, what you have to do is that the whole main part of the mitzvah is to make sure that everyone can see it. Is what you have to do is, and how do we know this, is that we see that from our halachas, that it has to be between 3 and 10 tefachim. In order that people can see it, it can't be more than 20 amas eye, because people can see it, and unless someone is opposite. And we see that the whole mitzvah of Pirsumi Nissa is that other people can see it. Is last night I came back at 3 or 4 in the morning, or 2 nights ago when we had the chasna, and I had to ask if I can light, and you can only say the bracha only if someone else can see it. So my wife was awake at that time because we came back together. So that was how I was able to do it. So we see that all the halachas were surrounded in so that other people can see it. Is that you have to face it out to the world. However, when it comes to Pesach, what's the Pirsumi Nissa? Is the Pirsumi Nissa is inside your house. Is that your Arba Kosis? Is that you have to drink your wine and you have to tell everyone? You don't know, what is the Pirsum of the Nissa? Is that you drink your wine? That is the Pirsumi Nissa. So the question is here we have two mitzvahs, two times that we have to do Pirsumi Nissa. And one of them is showing it to the world, and by Pesach, it's inside your house. So you might say, but that's nothing got to do with it. That's nothing got to do with it, to be mefaris in the nest. That's a separate Indian in itself. So the question is that why are there two different parts? Why one of them has to be shown out? Chanukah has to be shown out. But Pesach, surely, maybe we should put cups, right? I'm sure in their mitzvah would think of something is that you hang cups on your door and think, oh yeah, this is why. Why? Because this is Zecher. The nest is that they were freed from Egypt many years ago. But there's no such thing. So to answer this question, There's a Chasm Sofer. And the Chasm Sofer explains why by Hanukkah it has to be shown to everyone. Why do they have to put out to the world? Because he says, how did the Nes happen? So he said that the Nes happened is that they came into the Beis HaMikdash and it was all tummy, there was no place to do anything, but they wanted to light the menorah. So the Chasm Sofer says is that they took the menorah outside, and when the menorah was outside is that they lit the menorah, and there they were able, there they saw the Nes, and everyone saw the Nes that happened. So therefore, says the Chasm Sofer, is that the Nes of Hanukkah happened outside, and it was shown to everyone, and as we know is that when they lit the menorah, all the chatzeres of Hanukkah, all the chatzeres of Yerushalayim were lit up. So we see is that just like the Nes of Hanukkah happened outside, so too we also have to do it outside. And that's why by Hanukkah it's dafka by the window. Now to take this one stage further, there's a Maharal on Shabbos, the Kof Aleph, that says very interesting, and he says how the whole Nes of Shemen is that the whole reason why we have to light the menorah and put it by the window is because the Nes of Shemen tells the story. What does that mean? Is that just like Hashem made this Nes, is that the oil lasted for 8 days, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu won the war for us. Is that just like by the Shemen, Hashem made this Nes, so too you have to see that also by the Nes of the war with the Greeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also fought that war. Therefore, explains the Maharal, why do you have to do it outside? Is that why? Because it needs to tell the story. It tells the story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a part in every little detail. And that's why you have to put it by the window, because it's telling you the story is the whole, it's Gedei LeFarsem. Right? The Maharal writes, it's Gedei LeFarsem. It's in order to tell everyone this Nes, that just like it happened outside, and we need to tell everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having a part in every single detail. That's why it has to be put outside. But by Pesach, why are you allowed to sit inside? Curtains closed, no one can see. Why? Why? Because it's for you yourself. Is that it's chiras, is that this is who we are as a Yid. And therefore, this can be done inside. It doesn't need to, there was no Indian to spread it out. Obviously, the principle is with yourself. It's to realize who we are as Yidden. So maybe that's why by Hanukkah has to be put outside, because that was the whole Nes, was to teach everyone and to tell us in the dark nights, is that no, have a minute, remember that what you're going through, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. But by Pesach, it's to remember who you are in yourself. And that's maybe why there's two different parts of Pirsum Minister. One is outside and one is inside. It's the message of Emunah. Now coming back to our question, back to Yosef. Right, so why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? So the reason why the brothers didn't recognize Yosef, there's a Rashbam. And the Rashbam says is that they thought to themselves, it can't be him. Is that there's no way that this can be him. So that's why they didn't believe in him. Then there's a Chizkuni that says that he had a different language and there was different garbs. So that's why they didn't recognize him. I'd like to explain it in a different way. From a sefer called the Sifti Tzadik, who was Rav Pinchas Menachem from Pilz. And he explains in the following way. And he says, do you know why the brothers didn't recognize Yosef and Yosef recognized them? The reason why they didn't recognize him is because when did the brothers know their father? Is that all the Shvatim only knew their father when their father was around 90 years old. And by the time Yaakov was 90, he had had a very difficult life. Esav, Lavan, Dina, and of course in the end, Yosef being taken away from him. And we know that all these hardships took a toll on Yaakov. Is that it wasn't easy for him, all that he went through. And we know that definitely in the last 22 years, all that the Shvatim knew of their father was someone who wasn't able to be comforted. As we know, Yaakov Avinu didn't have a nevuah for all those years because it was very, very difficult for him. So Yaakov Avinu, right by the time he's now almost 120, is that he was a person who it showed on his face that he had had a difficult life. Now that's quite a strong thing to say. But if we go to next week's parasha, the parasha's Vayigash, Peg Mem Zion, Posit Ches, right? So Vayoyme Pare El Yaakov. Pare said to Yaakov, "Come on, you may Shnei Chayecha. How old are you?" Now it's a bit of an intrusive question. It's an interesting question. Why does the Torah have to say how old you are? The Ramban explains it. Do you know why he asked him? Because Yaakov looked very old. And older than he had never seen such an old person before. Never seen him before. And he went out to Pare and said, And he went up to Yaakov and he said, "How old are you?" And Yaakov answered, "Yoyme Yaakov el Pare." He said, "Yimei Shnei Mugurai Shleishim Umashana. I'm 130 years old. Ma'at V'roim Hayu. I had a difficult life. And I had a very difficult life." And he even admitted the fact is that the reason why I look so old, I look much older than I am. I'm 130, but I look much older. Why? Because I had a very difficult life. Now, why did he say this? Okay, there's a reason. Steinman, I think, explains that is that the reason why he said it to Pare is that he didn't want to make him jealous. But we're going to explain it in a different way. And then the Medrash says is that Yaakov lost 33 years of his life because he said this. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks on that, and he says it's not fair. Why did he lose 33? Why did he lose 33 years? If you count, is that Yaakov's words? Is that the pasuk that says what Yaakov says? Pasuk Tes. That's not 33, right? That was 25 words. Because where did you get 33 from? Because from Pasuk Ches it says, "Vayomer Pare al Yaakov, kama yemei shnei chayecha." Is that then those words of when Pare asked, "How old are you?" That's the extra 8. I've asked him Chaim Shmulevitz, he didn't. Yaakov didn't say that, so why was he penalized for 33 years? That's not fair. So Chaim Shmulevitz answers, and he says, the fact that Pare had to come on to ask him how old are you because he looked so old, that is a reason in itself to be penalized. Meaning that the fact that Pare had to say and say, "Wow, you look very old," not you, right? "You look very old," is that shouldn't have been the case, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Is that a person has to make sure that the way you look doesn't show on your face. What you have experienced shouldn't really show on your face. Is that a person should have a strong and should let it, and he should learn to understand it and work with it, and that it shouldn't show wear and tear on your face. So coming back to our question, why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? Is that the reason why? Is because they had an image of their father. They knew how their father looked, right, with a beard, and he looked old. And he looked like he had a difficult life. And they met Yosef, and they see Yosef shining, beautiful, and it didn't match. Because they expected to meet Yosef. And the Gemara in Mor Basra Davcheh says, is that a person who's been in prison, it has an unbelievable effect on you. I heard last week a story of a bacher who was traveling. Maybe he shouldn't have been traveling, I think he was traveling just for fun. And he wanted to go to Lebanon. And he hadn't been to Lebanon yet, and he traveled to Lebanon. And he was taken in, and he hadn't covered his tracks well enough, and he had been taken in by the authorities. And he explains in his story how it was the most harrowing experience. And he was only there for one day. Being thrown in, it demeans you as a person. It takes away who you are. And that was for one day. And Yosef was there for almost 12 years. They expected to see this person who's weathered and difficult. He was thrown away by the people who love him, his brothers. And how did he look? He comes out shining. So the brothers thought to themselves, so to answer the question, this doesn't match. They knew how their father looked. And Yaakov, as we saw from Pare, looked weathered. And when it comes to Yosef, they didn't recognize how he looked. So we see from here, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, is that a person's attitude affects how you are. And Chazal, of course, is that they bring out the the way our office was is that to bring out that we should learn from their mistakes. Of course, it's not in a way to Hashan degrade. So when a person has a munah, then it can charge him and it can give him the ability to be able to weather everything that he's going through. So to answer our original question, why didn't they recognize him? Because the faces didn't match. And to finish off, is that we see from these two messages is that the brothers not recognizing Yosef and the Chanukah, the Prisumi Nissa, is the whole message is to tell us that we have to accept everything that comes our way with emunah, which is a very difficult thing to do. And everyone's trying to teach our families emunah, how can we do it? And I think the strongest way really of showing and practicing emunah is our reaction to what happened. Is that the son who I worked very closely with, and he had a car crash. And the car crash was 10 years ago, and he came into school and he made a Sudas Haida. And he told the boys about how, you know, on that night, do you have any idea how many Nisim there were? And he sat down with his wife and he counted 26 Nisim. Now his daughter is ill because of this and should have a Refuah Shleima. But it was many years ago. But he was looking at it with a total cup of, look how many Nisim, look what happened. And he didn't let it weather him at all. And he told this story in class, and the boy went home. And the boy told his family, you know, my rabbi had a crash. And it was a very serious crash. And he was telling about how, what amazing Nisim is that it was a hired car, and the car had at the back a grate. And he wasn't sure, and he was wondering, you know, it's so funny, why did they give us this car? And he didn't bother, and he took it. And they told him afterwards that, you know, had the car not had the grate in it, then your wife wouldn't have been alive. Why? Because the suitcases that were in the boot would have been thrown to the front from the impact of it, and you wouldn't have been alive. And he said that there were 26 Nisim that happened. And this boy went home, and he told his family about it. And 3 days later, this family had a crash, and the car was severely impacted, and it was a write-off. And the father got out, and he remembered what this Rebbe had said, and he got out. And normally the first reaction would be, oh, what happened to the car, you're driving this? And he remembered that, is that we've got to accept everything and don't let it weather us. And he just accepted, you know, this must have been planned. And from here we see the reaction that we have has such an effect on other people. And I work with boys a lot. And before Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Reshna spoke in Manchester, in Beis Modcha, and he said, you know, we want to keep our boys with us. Right? We want to keep our children with us. Right? So how do we keep our children with us? And he said, is that the simcha in the home will make a total difference. He said that the simcha that we have is that if we walk around happy, then they won't want to go anywhere. And this really comes from my mother, that things happen. And it's very difficult, is the way we react will have such an effect on our families and our children. And with this, I'd like to wish you a good Hanukkah and a good Shabbos. Thank you.